Right now, we got Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension. Devin, how are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Nobody's underwater over there, I hope.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't say that we weren't underwater, but there's definitely some streams going out, newly formed streams on the outside of the building.
Okay, it's pretty serious. It's pretty serious. I mean, to report one death in Greene County from this storm, I mean, that's not for a county with such a small population of people. That's kind of a high impact situation, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
So how goes it with you? What's going on with Cornell Cooperative Extension?
Cornell Cooperative Extension is doing very well. We had our annual meeting. We elected some new board members, so we're very happy to have them and sad to see some other ones leave. We also have some wonderful programs coming up for January that I'm excited to tell you about.
What's coming up in January?
All right. So first things first is we have a couple of 4-H programs, which I will say these are completely accessible to anybody, open to the youth of Columbia County. First one will be on January 3rd. It's a 4-H yoga. It's through the GEM or Get Experience in Mindfulness program. Join us for an introduction to one of the lesser known areas of 4-H. The GEM program introduces youth ages 9 and up to the basic concept of yoga and mindfulness practices. Yoga is a great way to enhance both your youth's physical and mental well-being. This is a 1-hour class with different movements and body positions that help youth improve their balance, flexibility, and strength. The class will demonstrate age-appropriate ways to reduce stress and promote relaxation through deep breathing, visualization, and meditation. We have to note that children must be accompanied by an adult. And again, this is for youth ages 9 and up in Columbia County. This is support for this program is provided by the Columbia County Youth Bureau. And again, that's on January 3rd from 2 to 3 at the Extension Education Center in Hudson.
Devin, can I just ask you, so that does not involve animals necessarily or plants directly.
Mm-mm.
You know what's so cool about having 4-H yoga, just a little commentary, is that for decades and decades, the 4-H program has been working with children with plants and animals and the living processes, which in an indirect way, I would argue, gives the same type of thing that you're offering there with the yoga: mindfulness, centering, confidence, feeling the body, feeling just the child to be in oneself in the presence of another living being, whether an animal or a plant. It's so appropriate that you're doing that. So awesome.
Yeah.
4-H yoga, January 3rd. Go.
Yeah. And again, this program will be repeated. We have 4-H Mindful Me yoga. And this will be on Saturday, January 6th, from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Please register by January 3rd by contacting our office. You can find our email at ccecolumbiagreen.org/events. And again, for both of these events, space is limited and registration is required. So please sign up as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Next thing we have coming up is something I mentioned last time that got rescheduled. It's with Think Differently Columbia. These were a group of trainings meant to help people to welcome people with different abilities and challenges into our communities. This one was called Let's Play, Learning Through Play for Individuals with ASD. And this training, so that will be rescheduled to Monday, January 22nd from 5:30 to 7. This training is designed to provide parents, caregivers with the basic framework of how to play develops throughout childhood and how that may present differently for individuals with autism. Discussion of several practical strategies for supporting play development in simple ways are provided throughout the training. Parenting and caregivers will also learn how to use play to help develop other critical skills such as social, language, motor, and cognitive skills. So this will be at the Extension Education Center as well, and this course will be completely accessible. Yeah, so please sign up at our website, ccecolumbiagreen.org. And then, so not in January, but another big event that we have every year. This is in ACRA. We're just making a little save the date for our Maple Festival. That'll be on Sunday, March 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3:30. You can experience and taste the sweet world of maple sugaring at CCE's Agroforestry Resource Center in ACRA. So yeah, just keep in mind for that. And finally what we have for this or for January is actually not a it's not a program, but it's a deadline. So do you know about our Master Gardener Volunteer Train program, Kieran?
I do know a little bit about it, and there have been many events in the past having to do with the Master Gardener program. And I remember working on farms in Columbia County in the 1990s, late last century, and I worked with a woman. She would volunteer actually on our CSA farm, and she was all about the CCE Master Gardener program. She loved going in there and stirring up trouble and having all of her 50 years of knowledge, you know, butt heads with all the other people with 50 years of knowledge. I mean, that was back then. So
yeah.
Side note right there, but tell me what's going on with the Master Gardener program.
So the Master Gardener Volunteer Program, it sort of connects the folks, you know, we do a lot of agriculture research and education. And when we say that, you know, we have the different programs we have that reach out to farmers. And that's more, you know, that's set up for more commercial settings. The Master Gardener Volunteers are set up to educate those who, you know, don't have that or have like a backyard garden, but still want to be able to, you know, have all these answers and access to a lot of the research that we provide to our farmers. And so all these Master Gardeners volunteers have to attend a 12-week course that starts in, this one will start in March and ends on the first day of June, with breaks in the first week of April and the end of May. It's a hybrid course with virtual coursework each week and in-person meetings 2 to 3 times per month. So, you know, we are working heavily with these Master Gardener volunteers, trying to train them to remain an active Master Gardener volunteer. You must volunteer 70 hours per year for the first 2 years, and then down to 50 for the next few for every year after that. So this program will you know, we have our application online, and the deadline will be Wednesday, January 31st. So if anyone is interested in becoming a Master Gardener volunteer, just reach out to us at ccecolumbiagreen.org. It should be on our homepage and also in our event section, or just contact our Master Gardener coordinator, Zandra Powers. I don't know her name off her. I don't remember her email off the top of my head, but you'll find it under our staff section.
Sounds good. And Devin, do you know offhand, is the program mostly directed towards backyard gardens with an emphasis on, you know, flowers and ornamentals with some fruit and vegetables?
Or is it is everything. So You can ask these folks like tons of different questions, whether it be flowers, vegetables. Do you want to find out what kind of bug is in your garden? Is there a nuisance? Like, they can actually, even if they don't know, they have the connections to be able to do the research to find out exactly what it is for you. We've had people drop off a lot of random things in our office. And if you want to be able to do a soil test, they're also able to provide, find out what the pH of that is for you.
That's right. I've done that before. It's such a great service you provide there with that. Soil testing as well, because that's very important for all manner of growing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I think that's all I have for announcements for January.
All right. So the deadline is the 31st to sign up for that program, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you will, you know, you have to apply to see, or that's when you get your application in, and you got to see. We only accept a certain amount of applicants per year, and we only have about, like, I think it's about 12 slots, maybe 15. So,
all right. So You heard it. Space is limited. Put the application in by the 31st and go from there.
Yeah.
All right. So what else is going on?
I think that's all I have for right now, I think, Kieran.
Okay. So, Devin, in a situation with extreme weather and whatnot, to what degree, I know that's not your area because it's most, you do agroforestry, you do all these educational programs and mostly things with agriculture, but the weather affects everybody in every way.
Mm-hmm.
What's your direct connection in any, if any at all, with just being aware of, especially these days, all the extreme weather we're having? Where does CCE kind of fit into the new reality of extreme weather and all these storms and stuff?
I mean, I think one of the programs that is not available to the public, but is, I think I've mentioned on here before, is that we have educators that work with towns and getting their applications for Climate Smart New York, and what that means, or to become a climate smart community. And what that means is, we're trying to get towns get points, and they can get levels to show that their town is becoming more, that they're taking steps to become more resilient to the effects of climate change. So you'll find our educators, Audrey Kropp, Lindsay. Oh no, what's Lindsay's last name? Do we remember from last month how to
Oh,
pronounce
it's
it?
Law. Lawless.
Law.
Lawless. Is she of the law or lawless? I can't remember. Or Lauer.
So,
Law. I
oh.
think there's the word law was my mnemonic device there. My pneumatic
Oh
device.
no, I'm always butchering this every month I talk about it.
So I'm glad I asked because that's reminding me of that wonderful, unfortunately, you couldn't be with us that 1 week and that wonderful stand-in. She really talked about that a bit. Yeah, this work she was doing, I was trying to get a picture of it, and she did well to paint that picture of some of the work. I was so just wanting to be reminded of that work that you folks do
Yeah,
over there.
and more recently, we were working with a few other organizations on putting together a riparian buffer guide, or multi-level riparian buffer guide. The idea is a riparian buffer is the area between a stream and your field or through the land, and how to and what plants you can actually add there that will make your stream, the sides of the stream stronger while also being a usable area, so maybe you can grow certain berries and certain fruits there, so it's not just like
Yeah,
lost
that's
land.
right. Yeah, I remember Lindsay talked a lot about she was doing work with the riparian buffer action committees and research. It's awesome. Yeah, blueberries love water. Things like blueberries and whatnot. Things that probably have root structure too that can really help with flooding is a very real thing. Even in a tiny creek. Look at Catskill Creek, Catterskill Creek. Creek right there just washed away some and who just lost their life today, unfortunately. And they can a little creek like that, which I mean, not that little, but it can rise and just devastate huge amounts of acreage of crops. So
Absolutely,
good
yeah.
work, excellent work, Devin. Anything else you want to share? Or you, that's it.
I think that's it for the month. Until next time, Kieran.
Okay, until next time, Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension, many thanks once again. You can go to their website, ccecolumbiagreen.org, and find out all the good stuff
All right. Thank you
that's
so
up.
much.
All right, thank you. Take care.
All
Catch you
right.
next time.
Bye-bye.